Lonzo.
Smoking on your top five tonight. I'm smoking on your what's the name tonight.
Top five.
We back at it. We got another special guest this time. It's going to get real crazy. We're going to ask the festival stories. We're going to ask where she got her start from. Well, let everybody know in the building who's in the building right now.
What's up, everyone? It's Madison Johnson, you know, a.k.a. the Wicked Wook, Stargazer, Madison's Realm. I have many, many names in this community.
Okay. Respect. So let's get into your upbringing, man. Tell me about where you're from. How'd you get your start at, you know, into the music that you like or, you know, influences that you had growing up?
All right. So, I mean, I'm from Columbia, yeah. Irmo, all the way to Sumter, really. So spent most of my summers and weekends in the country. And then my mother's side's from Irmo. So I always say, like, I'm a city girl in the middle of the country.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Columbia really is a city mm-hmm. in the middle of the country. My mom was always into all kinds of music. We have the Prince symbol tattooed on my back.
Damn.
So does every woman in my family. but we also love Patsy Cline growing up. So I grew up with a huge, diverse background in music and just a passion for it. And so when I got introduced to the EDM scene, it was something I fully embraced.
Okay. Now, where'd you go to school at?
I went to Irmo High.
Irmo High.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Irmo is definitely a mixed school, I would say.
Absolutely.
So, because I went to Chapin.
Oh, wow.
Because we're not so mixed down there.
Definitely, you know, not.
I mean? Yeah.
Not wow.
Yet. Yeah. Went to Chapin, graduated 2009. So, I know the difference between, you know, because I've been to Newberry. I've been to Mid-Carolina as well. So, okay. I did all three of those schools. So, as far as mix-wise, you didn't feel too judged about the music you were listening to whenever you were growing up, whenever you was at Irmo.
Well, I have to say, you know, I was a little more reserved in high school.
Okay.
I definitely was, you know, not completely myself in school.
Mm.
Just because of situations, how high school goes, you know, I went through a lot of, you know, haters and bullying and stuff like that. So I mostly vibed out by myself. By my damn self.
Back.
But so, yeah, I really didn't. When I was in high school, I mostly was just listening to just, like, straight trap. Like, I was, like,
Gucci.
In the streets. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. And I'd go home, and I'm, like, singing my heart out to, like, 1:12 with my mom, like, till 2 in the morning doing the cha-cha slide.
Man.
Yeah.
So, this is top five, man. So, let's go ahead and get into it. Who are your top five artists right now?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay.
you don't have to be political, you know what I'm saying?
We definitely can
be, I'm going to say artists.
Definitely
because
not.
I know it's a wide range of who you listen to, so I don't want to just say rappers.
No. I have a huge lineup. It's so diverse. So
okay.
I have to say, as much as I have a passion for hip-hop and EDM, my number one is Revolution.
Okay.
It's a reggae band.
Okay.
I've seen them play like 5 times. Their message is just so strong.
Mm.
I was like, they're like 1% played on Spotify this past year.
Okay.
So I'm going to put Revolution. Are we going in order?
No, we don't got to go in order.
Okay. No order. Perfect. No. Okay.
But so we know you said number one in your book. So we'll remember that.
We'll go with that. Revolution.
Yeah.
Then I have to definitely go with Brent Fayaz.
Okay.
I love Brent Fayaz.
Okay.
Brent Fayaz.
Different.
Different. I mean, I love the soul, the R&B. He brings me closer to like 90s R&B than I feel like anybody I've listened to lately has, at least. I'm going to go with OG Nixon.
Okay.
He's a rhythm artist.
Okay.
Super hard, heavy. I love to headbang and go crazy. So I definitely have OG Nixon up there. Anybody really in his category is on my repeat. So like OG Nixon, 12th Planet. I love those guys.
Okay.
And I'm going to honestly have to say my brother, Tyler Austin.
Shout out to Spidey. I'm going to call him the old Spidey.
Yo,
I know
can't
him from Spidey.
Lie, dude. You know, people are always, you know, like, you're like, oh, yeah, my brother makes music. My sister does that. But
yeah.
I mean, I genuinely have this man on repeat 24/7.
Man, he's cold, man. He's cold, man. He, if we talking about stage presence, he has a stage presence, and he knows how to rock a crowd, man.
Absolutely.
He knows how to get that energy out of him.
And the way he raps and his flow, like, I was telling him he was in town. You know, he lives in Colorado now.
Oh, really?
He's been there for like a year and a half.
Because he was living with... I think he was living in Charleston at one point in time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was living in Charleston during the same point of time. So I think we was always trying to get up, but we never got up, I don't think. Except for one time. I think we met downtown Charleston. But, yeah, man, he's always been in the music scene, the SC music scene.
Yeah.
Like, even back then whenever I was doing shows with Benji and Speaker Knockers, and they were having the – I think they were called – I don't want to disrespect them. I think it was it the Goon Squad? No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Goonies.
Goonies. Yes, the Goonies.
The Goonies.
Facts. I remember Barack.
Yes.
Whenever we used to throw parties at Sharky's, man. So, yeah, they always used to show love.
I miss those groups, man, in Columbia. Facts, we need more of them coming up, you know.
It was good vibes with them. You knew if you was going to a party with them, it was going to be good vibes. You didn't have to worry about fighting or anything.
Nothing.
No conflict.
Pure energy.
Facts.
Good
facts.
Vibes, yeah.
So let's get into this EDM scene.
Yeah.
let's do the first top five festivals that you've been to.
Okay, top five. Okeechobee.
Okay.
That's my home. Went to my first festival ever, Okeechobee, fell in love, and then in that year I went to like 7 festivals. Mm. That was 2017.
Okay.
So Okeechobee, Electric Forest.
Mm.
Ooh.
I just seen pictures.
So everyone calls Oki a baby forest. It's very similar, but they're different at the same time to me. Electric Forest is it's more massive, but it's still very homey.
Okay.
It's a huge setup, but only like 40,000 people go.
Mm.
So it's not oversold at all.
Okay. Okay.
And I love camping festivals. Those are my number one.
You go there for like, what's the longest you stayed there?
Longest we have been to a fest is 5 days.
Woo.
Yes. Because like Electric Forest.
I thought I was doing something when I went to Rolling Loud for 3 days. And I was like, yo, we're coming back and forth,
Yeah, you're going to take a shower.
Yeah, I was taking a shower. I don't know. I thought I was living the festival life. So
let me tell you, I've been to festivals like 5 years. I'm never taking a shower at a festival.
Wow.
I've never taken a shower.
Do they have showers there?
Yes. I'm just looking it out every time.
Okay. Respect.
Gotta baby wipe it out, you know? Water bottle, shampoo your hair.
Okay.
Okeechobee, Electric Forest, Halloween.
Okay.
That's during Halloween every year. Wow. So I love dressing up. That's a big part of the festival scene, you know, getting into your outfits. A lot of people cosplay. So,
what's up with the fairies? In the ears, man. What's up with that?
It's just a vibe.
I didn't know. I mean, it's like I seen like a little chart on Instagram where they got like the big ears mean something, the small ears mean something.
Okay, I'm not familiar with
me
that.
Me neither. I thought you was going to tell me
familiar.
Something. Okay, we're both in the dark. So
okay,
maybe
I got to look
get somebody
that up.
Else because it's I seen like a little
say?
Chart. I don't know. It was like the ear length means something depending on what kind of fairy you
stuff?
Are.
You never know, man.
I don't know.
You never
know. I'm going to let you finish your list.
Okay, so we got Oki, mm-hmm. Halloween,
yep.
Electric Forest,
yep.
EDC.
Okay, okay.
EDC Orlando is beautiful. It is a city fest. And like I said, I usually like camping, but EDC is the Electric Daisy Carnival, and it's in Orlando. And it's like as soon as you walk in, it's like a fair on crack.
Ooh.
It's just like pretty neon lights everywhere, roller coaster ride, Ferris wheel. There's not actually a roller coaster ride, but it feels like one.
Okay.
There's a Ferris wheel, though. There's, you know, elevated stages. You can, like, get on top of the stages. It's a city in Florida, so it's pretty wild. And then I'm going to go with... I don't know right now. Those are like my top.
Top four?
We're
just going to do top four.
We can do, I'll put my show, my fest in there. I'll put Camp Wook in there.
We're going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that too. But shout out to what you're doing with that and everything.
Yeah.
But let's get into the festival stories. What's the craziest thing you've came across when you was at a festival? Just, you know, just walking around and you just look over and you'd be like, oh, Oh, okay. Hell, y'all got going on. I mean, unless the festivals, you know, y'all got like a culture where it's like, don't ask, don't tell. You know,
definitely
what I mean?
Definitely not.
Okay, okay.
I'm snitching. I love y'all, but we all know what we're doing. We're there to be weird.
Facts.
But I'll be honest, I don't know if I've seen anything as much as I've experienced something.
Okay, well, tell me what you've experienced.
You know, one time I ate a lot of mushrooms.
Wow. Okay, I haven't done the mushrooms.
I had my first Okeechobee, actually. So this is like baby festival. Like, if you're going to a festival, this is your first time, heed this warning, okay? Don't go too hard.
Okay. So you did the handful of mushrooms.
I did the handful of mushrooms, and I was like, yeah, let's have some fun. So there was actually Soulja. It was Sunday, the last day. It was like the revival. Like, Soulja came out. They did like almost like a Sunday service vibe.
Okay.
But this is like back in 2017. And I ate a handful of mushrooms, and I wanted to explore. I was like, I want to go. And I was with my friends from work, so I wasn't really close with them. Over the weekend, we got really close. But I was just kind of like, you know, I want to run around. If I'm at a party with anyone or in a club and I'm drinking, I'm the runner. I'm like, let's go talk to people.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be stagnant.
I understand.
So I'm like, it's like the sun's setting, and I'm like looking at my friends. I'm just like, yo, like, can we go somewhere? Like, let's leave. Like, let's change stages. Like, it's the last day. Like, I want to be active. And so I kept, like, every time my girlfriend would turn around, I'd be like taking a step back, like creeping back. She's like, Madison, stay right here. You're tripping. Always nice to have a trip sitter, by the way.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they always say, always trip with somebody you know. You say you was with random people. So I was like, oh, this might be a bad
random story. In the fact that it was our first intimate setting.
Okay.
But we were intimate all weekend, and so we got close.
Okay, okay.
So I'm like, all right. And I was like, yo, I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, Ashley, I'll be right back. Let me just go to the bathroom. I'll meet you guys right here by the porta potties. After the set's over, I promise. Never listen to anybody when they say that. So
Especially at a festival.
So I like creep back slowly, run to the bathroom. And I get in the bathroom, and I look in the porta potty. I'm just like, whoa, I'm tripping nuts right now. And so I walk out of the porta potty. I see my friends, and I'm like, do I go back? Nah.
Make them wait.
Make them wait. I walk over a couple feet from the porta potties, and there's this tree that's leaning. It's a palm tree. We're in Florida.
Okay.
And it's leaning, and it's huge, and it's thick, and it's just so nice. And I was just like, wow, I really, really like this tree.
Okay.
So
you became a tree hugger.
I literally became a tree hugger. Okay. I walked up to this tree, and I was leaning on it for about probably like 3 hours.
Mm.
And I was just holding this tree, hugging this tree. And I was just like, yo, I love this tree. Thank you, tree. Thank you for being here. And people were coming up to me, hugging me with the tree. And they're like, this tree loves you as much as you love it. Please, and they're like, you're so beautiful. I'm so happy you're doing this. And I was like, just crying, hugging this tree. Like, nothing bad happened other than me hugging
good,
this tree.
Good.
And then I saw my friends like looking for me. They're like, Madison. And I was just like, if they look over here, I'll say something.
Yeah.
But if they don't look,
I'm not
saying anything. I'm enjoying this experience way too much. And they never looked. And then I was there for few more hours, I think, and then finally somebody was like, Madison, is that you? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, let's go back to camp. And I was like, okay.
Okay, so maybe you're saying if I would have asked that same question to somebody random that was at the forest and was like, hey, what you seen random walking around the festival? They probably, I seen a girl hugging a tree for about 3 hours, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Respect. I mean, I haven't done mushrooms yet. I'm going to say yet because I still want to indulge. But like you said, I want to be in a proper setting. I'm not sure if a festival is where I want to do it at because I might trip too hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's definitely on my bucket list.
That's a real thing, man. I like I said, you know, it was my first festival. You know, people always go hard because they think you have to.
Yeah.
And since then, I mean, there's been festivals I've gone completely sober, just maybe even just not even drinking. Just like, you don't have to do that. And especially when it comes to psychedelics, like, setting is everything, and there's no need to abuse it at all.
So as far as we can get into your festivals that you run,
yeah.
What made you say, you know what, I like going to festivals, but let me have my own festival.
Yeah. So really it all started just because there wasn't really a scene in Colombia.
Definitely not.
There was like an older scene because we had Skrillex here a couple years ago, if nobody knows that, which was insane. So, but it kind of died down. And, you know, the more I started going to festivals and exploring this, same with like my flow art and then becoming a curator for events. I was just like one day looking around at a festival and I was just like, I can do this.
Yeah.
We deserve this in Colombia. So, you know, 2019, I was living in Rosewood. I had this huge, like 2,500 square foot house. Don't even know how I got it. And I had a huge backyard. Blessings. And a huge backyard. And I was like, I'm having a festival.
Wow.
And I, you know, I got all local artists. The biggest thing that I love to do is just bring in local artists, bring in local talent.
So respect to that.
The platform that I'm building is to be able to give these artists a platform to perform and be able to put whoever I want on stage and they be heard. So I booked all local artists, had flow artists, and we did it. You know, we took all the furniture out the inside of my house. We had a hip hop stage on the inside. And then the backyard was EDM.
Wow.
And we had a shout out to Big T's Barbecue. They down Garden's Ferry.
I got to check them out, man.
Oh, yeah. They
I've been hearing good things.
Yes, they sponsored us. We had free food, free alcohol. Any show I do is at least free food.
You can't hate on that.
Yeah.
Can't hate on that at all. Man, that's perfect, man. That's definitely what we need. We need people to create different avenues so people can be seen, be heard, be able to experience what other cities experience, because it's no market for that stuff in Colombia.
No,
like
not at
said,
all.
Like you said, you seen a door, so you opened it.
Absolutely. I mean, and now this past, 2022 is hitting pretty hard.
Yeah.
Main Course is opening it up to EDMX, which is beautiful. Facts, we got Club Soda coming.
Yep.
I got a bunch of shows planned. You know, a lot of venues here weren't trying to do EDM, but now that they see that we can do it and it can be successful, they're letting us do it.
Yeah, first event went crazy.
They're letting us do it, yeah. Daily Bread sold out this year.
I was actually DJing the very next room over while y'all had y'all first event.
Yeah, well, I didn't. That was Player One Productions.
Player One Productions.
Yeah,
okay,
Jake Niles. They did that, and they sold out, and it was an amazing show. and then they have a couple more shows this year. They actually have a free show on the 25th of February if anybody wants to go to that. My first show will be March 26th.
March 26th.
Yeah, March 26th at Main Course.
Main Course, March 26th. Y'all make sure y'all get those tickets. They're Elder on sale
Base.
Right now.
Yeah, Elder Base, $25.
I've been seeing the flyers.
Yeah,
y'all
super
crazy.
Super lit.
Man, this is what we've been needing. This is the interview that we've been needing, man. So as far as like friend wise, are you doing this alone? Or are you doing this with a group of people? Mm. Like how is this all coming together? I know it's not just one person, because I know you said, you know, it's a process with everything. So let me know who you're doing it with and who you're affiliated with.
So right now, we have Soda Synergy Productions now.
Okay.
And we started doing shows last year with the Elements event. Mm. This is kind of like an exclusive. Nobody really knows this.
Okay.
But me and my partner.
It's top five, man. We only get to the business.
Yeah. Me and my partner split, which is Player One Productions.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of building Soda Synergy from the ground up.
Nice.
And right now I'm doing most of the work. I'm booking the artists. I am calling the venues. I am, you know, doing the budgeting. But I do have a good friend, Alyssa Richards, and a good friend, Lakin Gross.
Nice.
Lakin helps me with my graphics. And Alyssa, you know.
Very important.
Alyssa's really connected in the scene. She's been, you know, around some of the bigger artists in the EDM scene. So she's helping me get those bookings.
Nice.
But, you know, I am looking for a team right now. I'm actually hosting in the Richland Memorial Library on Assembly Street next Friday.
Okay.
And for, you know, young creators to come out, because I have lots of things planned. We got Camp Wook 3 coming this year. Ooh. It's actually going to be camping. So that's going to be insane. So I need all the help I can get. I have like 4 shows planned every month for the rest of the year.
Damn.
So I really do need a bigger team.
Okay.
I'm still looking, but, you know, it's hard because I want people who are have some background, but I also want to bring people who want to learn more.
Okay.
But then, you know, I used to think I was comfortable doing everything on my own. But now that
we
we're getting bigger, I know I can't.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a trial and error, but I'm definitely excited to meet new people and have them join the team.
That's perfect. That's perfect. All right. This is top five. So, you know, we're 20 minutes in. Mm. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. So how long have you been
DJing?
DJing. And I know you have some EDM mixes. So, like, where did that passion come from?
Man, I've been DJing for 10 years. It actually all started whenever I used to do shows with Dylan DK and DJ Pipes.
Okay.
Lucid, yes.
Wow, did y'all hear that?
Yes. When Ben was on the road, he used to take Dylan DK or Lucid or Pipes on the road with him, and I used to be their opening DJ.
Wow.
And I used to see how that EDM used to hit
compared to
anything else that was played that night, and I was like, yo, the energy that you get from EDM is unmatched. So that's kind of like where I kind of like fell in love with the EDM and then the hip hop mix. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just mix these two together and just have that be my lane. So it's like EDM, little dubstep, mixed with a little bit of rap. That's probably me. And now with the drill scene, I look at drill as the new EDM as far as the beat wise, like,
it's like a funky D&B.
Yes. Yes. So that's kind of like where I got my footing and where I started off DJing at. And it just kept going and growing and growing, and to the point now that I'm doing shows at the Main Chorus, and they want to use me at different spots at the Grand. They've been trying to get me at the Woody.
Yeah.
So
need you at the Woody.
It's just been branching off, man. Slow process, but it's happening. It's happening. Yeah.
Word. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Do you have any projects coming up?
As far as like SoundCloud drops, or what you mean, like
SoundCloud.
Yeah,
drops.
I try to do like a SoundCloud drop every 2 months.
Okay.
Just to, you know, throw something out there for the people. I do the drag shows every Saturday. I DJ the drag shows.
Right?
Yep. Bring your friends, man. It's crazy, man. They go bananas. We had a Saturday brunch last week, and whenever I say it went crazy in there, we had people humping the floor. We had people.
That's awesome,
man. They have a good time there, so it's all good vibes. So I DJ there every Saturday now. So yeah, man. That's probably the only thing that I got lined up right now that I know of. I mean, me and Club Soda, like you said, we got some dates coming.
Yeah.
We was talking last night about having a little event at his spot, you know, because we were saying how 100.1 The Beat or 103.9, neither one of those have a stage at St. Patrick's Day.
They don't?
No, they've never had a stage at St. Patrick's, which I can't understand why, because only two black radio stations in Columbia, and it's no light shined on the station or the artists that we have from the city. And I think those two out of everybody should be the ones that shine the light on everybody. So I was talking to
some opinions.
We can get into that. Might be a part two. But I was talking to him. I was like, man, let's do that Club Soda, man. Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah.
Black St. Patrick's Day.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Let's go crazy. And he loved it. So we're in the talks right now about doing that. And, you know, every event that I do, I just want to do. I'm like you. I want to plan it. I don't want to just, okay, next week we're about to do. Nah. I want to do some planning.
Yeah. I mean, it's always better when you plan. I mean, to be honest, like, this past weekend, we had, 2 days? We were like,
yeah.
And then we had like 200 people at Club Soda.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, like,
it was crazy.
But it doesn't hurt to plan.
You're right.
Hurt to plan.
Sometimes you can plan too much.
Yeah.
You can't plan too much. So, I respect that. Madison, thank you again for coming on my platform.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you want to say to the people? Let them know your Instagram, what you got going on, other than Soda, what would you say? Sodas, what is it? Soda Centric
or Soda Synergy?
Soda Synergy,
Soda City, Soda Synergy.
Okay,
you know, stay positive, stay happy. I try my best too. If anybody in the scene or in the community or is an artist, a flow artist, a dancer, a producer, hit us up. We'd love to have you. We'd love to put you on a stage somewhere. Wow. And give you that opportunity. My Instagram tag is Madison's Realm. So like MadisonsRealm.
Okay.
And then Soda Synergy SC. So I'm not going to spell Synergy off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, we don't want to do you like that. We don't want to do you
Soda
like that.
But Soda Synergy SE and then Camp Book Music.
We'll put it in the description.
We'll put it in the description, yeah. And I wanted to say, I remember an artist that I liked that I didn't put in my top five.
Okay. Well, you still got one more. So we have one more slot.
Okay, so Mize. M-I-Z-E. Check him out.
Okay.
He's insane.
M-I-Z-E.
Yes.
Okay. Got you. You heard it first. DJ Lonzo, top five. We checking out. We in here with Madison.
Yep.
Y'all make sure y'all hit her up. She needs those flow artists. Thank you for the good vibes again,
Thank
Madison.
Thank you, Lonzo. Absolutely. Thank this you is so a much. Pleasure. Can't wait to be back.
We're going
to
do this again. We out.
Tonight.
Top five. DJ Lonzo's Top Five is a part of the GOT Podcast Network and a product of Barrett Gruber Entertainment and Media.